Well, give us first and foremost your impression, Liu Yan. What's happening in Rio right now? What's the mood like there?
Well, I have to say, you know, there have been lots of negative reports before I came here. You know, all about stealing, robbing, and that is just not entirely true. Because ever since I arrived here, everything has been preachy, just all fine and dandy. So I just want to set the record straight. That's my first impression. And also, people have been extremely friendly, especially here in the Olympic Zone. I have taken 2 taxi rides so far, and both drivers were very talkative, even though they don't speak very good English. And one of them told me that he's a big fan of Chairman Mao. He has read every single biography there is, you know, concerning Chairman Mao. So that kind of cracked me up a little bit.
Now, obviously, we're there to cover the games, but the games haven't officially started yet, though there is some action. We'll get into that in sports in the next half of the hour. But what's the buzz around the actual events themselves? I mean, what's the anticipation as far as, like, the Chinese team is concerned? Do we think that they're going to perform well this year?
Well, I definitely think they are going to perform well, and I think they are preparing as best as they can. But I have to say, even though the games haven't started, the big buzz, at least the past few days, has been the story, you know, the story of bromance between Michael Phelps and Novak Djokovic, because they're both superstars. And Michael Phelps just happened to run into Djokovic in the Olympic Village, and he just all of a sudden became the fanboy. And he said, "Oh my God, you're one of the most awe-inspiring, amazing athletes, and you have played so many epic matches, and I want a picture with you." And then so they just hugged and also shook hands, and everything was caught on camera, and that was a big story.
Now, obviously, there's going to be a bunch more stories like that sort of moving forward. And when we talk about these things, of course, the media plays a big role in, you know, conveying these stories as we're that is our job. What are the conditions like for, you know, media personnel like yourself there? I mean, are you treated well? Do they give you good directions to give you a sense of what you need to do and where you need to go?
Well, I think, like you said, the media usually will just do their thing, and they will try. Some of them will actually ask some of the darndest questions, and I think that's exactly where the Chinese team and also Chinese athletes should be careful. Just a couple of days ago, the Williams sisters, you know, the famous Williams sisters from the tennis world, they were asked about, you know, the black civilians being gunned down by the police forces, and they were asking them if they were playing for the United States team or if they're also playing for a bigger cause. But I think they answered that question brilliantly, and they said, you know, we try not to get too political because this is a sporting event, so it's all about bringing people together, not dividing people. So that's what we're aiming for. And I think, you know, the Chinese athletes should really learn a thing or two from the Williams sisters, because I totally believe some journalists are going to take the advantage of the situation and also ask them about, you know, South China Sea and hot-button issues like that. So I think there's an answer right there.